Welcome back, everyone. We're shifting gears today and diving headfirst into the world of luxury cars in Africa.
Ooh. Yeah, a fascinating market, really.
It is. And, you know, when we think luxury cars, we often picture, well, European landscapes, winding roads along the coast.
Right, right.
But Africa's luxury car scene is something special. We're talking sleek cars tailored for the African elite cruising through cities like, well, you know, Johannesburg, Nairobi, Lagos.
Exactly.
So we're going to explore how these global giants are entering this very unique market, how cars are being personalized with, you know, all those bespoke customizations, and how sustainability is driving innovation. So much to unpack here.
Yeah, this market's really driven by a rapidly expanding middle and upper class, fueled by, you know, strong economic growth. But it's interesting, what's unique about Africa is that luxury car owners often need vehicles that can handle diverse terrains.
No, that's a good point.
You know, you could be driving on smooth highways one day and then bam, rugged back roads the next.
So it's not just about, like, that luxury and prestige. Mm-hmm. It's got to be practical too, right?
Absolutely. You see, owning a luxury car in Africa goes beyond just, you know, a simple display of wealth. It's really a symbol of success, influence, and the ability to navigate, well, whatever life throws your way.
I see. So, like, how does that affect which cars are popular?
Well, brands like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Porsche, Range Rover, they really shine here. They've, you know, built this reputation for quality and performance.
Makes sense. Those names are, well, they're synonymous with luxury, right?
Yeah, exactly. But there's this a growing desire for something more.
Oh, more than just the big names.
Yeah, for personalization. For cars that are, you know, as unique as their owners. And that's where bespoke customization comes in.
So bespoke customization, for someone who's not familiar, what does that look like?
Imagine this. You walk into a showroom, not to just pick a car, but to start a creative journey.
Okay, yeah.
You collaborate with designers to craft a car that reflects you, your personality, your heritage, even, maybe, your dreams.
So you're not just buying a car. You're, like, commissioning a piece of art.
Yeah, that's it. It's about transcending the boundaries of traditional car design.
I can see that. Can you give us, like, some examples of what that looks like in practice?
Sure. We've had clients who want unique ostrich leather, you know, sourced from sustainable farms in South Africa.
Wow.
Or maybe wood veneers that match a client's personal art collection. We've even worked on projects incorporating kente cloth patterns into the interior.
Oh, that's kente cloth.
Oh, it originates from Ghana. It's this vibrantly colored, hand-woven fabric with, you know, deep cultural significance. It's about weaving heritage, weaving a story into the vehicle itself.
That's really cool. It's like taking that personal touch to a whole new level.
Absolutely. And then there are the performance modifications.
Oh, right. Like what?
Let's say a client loves going on safari adventures. We can modify an SUV to not only handle rugged terrain, but also, you know, include a refrigerated compartment for drinks or maybe a charging station for all their camera equipment.
Wow. So it's not just about aesthetics. It's about, like, adapting the car to the specific demands of Africa.
Exactly.
Now, we can't talk about luxury cars without mentioning brands like Rolls-Royce and Bentley, right?
Oh, of course not.
I mean, they're known for their bespoke offerings globally. Are they making moves in Africa, too?
Yeah, they are. And they're realizing that their African clientele, well, they want something more than just, you know, the standard luxury.
They want that personal touch.
Yes. Imagine a Rolls-Royce Cullinan customized with exterior paint inspired by traditional Nigerian textiles.
That would be stunning.
It would. But it's not just about global brands and local customization. Sustainability is also becoming a huge factor.
Yeah, sustainability is a big topic everywhere these days.
Yeah.
How's that playing out in the luxury car market?
Well, it's not just about the type of vehicle, but also about the entire production chain. Ethical sourcing of materials, energy-efficient manufacturing processes, all that's becoming increasingly important.
So we've got global brands adapting, local customization looming, and a market that really wants both prestige and practicality. Where does sustainability fit into all this? It's a huge topic, and I'd imagine it's making waves in the luxury car market as well.
Oh, absolutely. Sustainability is no longer just an afterthought. It's like a core value for many luxury car buyers these days.
And are we seeing electric vehicles, you know, EVs gaining traction in Africa?
Definitely. The EV revolution is sweeping the globe, and Africa is no exception. Actually, it's a market that's really ripe with potential for electric vehicles.
That's exciting. So which brands are, I guess you could say, leading the charge?
Well, Tesla, you know, with their sleek designs and that cutting-edge tech, they're certainly making a splash. The Model X, especially, you know, that luxury SUV with those falcon wing doors.
Yeah.
It's become like a status symbol in cities like Johannesburg and Accra. But it's not just about the flash, right? Tesla's commitment to sustainable transportation really resonates with a growing segment of eco-conscious consumers.
Right, right. They've really tapped into that desire for luxury and sustainability. What about those more established brands like BMW and Mercedes-Benz? Are they bringing their EV offerings to Africa too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they're making some significant strides. BMW's i-Series, like the i7 sedan, is gaining traction with those who, you know, want both performance and environmental responsibility.
Yeah.
And then you've got Mercedes-Benz with their EQ line offering a whole range of options, sedans, SUVs, you name it, all designed for, you know, that luxurious and sustainable driving experience.
So it sounds like a lot of the big names are really adapting to this new electric world. But what about hybrid vehicles? Do they have a place in the African luxury car market?
Absolutely. Hybrids are a great bridge, you know, between traditional engines and fully electric. They appeal to a wide range of buyers, especially those who might be a little hesitant to go fully electric, but still want to be a bit more, you know, eco-friendly.
It sounds like a good stepping stone.
Yeah.
Are there any African companies making their mark in the EV space? I'm curious about, like, the local innovation happening.
There are, and they're doing some really remarkable things. There's this one company in Kenya, they're developing solar-powered luxury SUVs.
Wait, solar-powered SUVs?
Yeah, they're specifically designed for the African climate and terrain.
That's amazing. What are they like?
Well, picture sleek, stylish vehicles. They've got these high-efficiency solar panels integrated right into the roof. So they capture all that amazing African sunshine and convert it into electricity, you know, powering the vehicle and reducing that reliance on traditional charging infrastructure.
That's brilliant, especially considering that charging infrastructure is still, you know, developing in some parts of Africa. Anything else that makes these solar-powered SUVs unique to the African market?
Well, they're not just about the solar power, right? They're designed with the landscape in mind. So enhanced suspension for those rugged roads, increased ground clearance to navigate challenging terrain, spacious interiors to fit all the gear for, you know, those adventurous expeditions.
It sounds like they've really thought of everything. Are these SUVs available to buy yet, or are they still in the works?
They're still in the prototype phase, but the early results are incredibly promising. They're doing rigorous testing, making sure these vehicles meet the highest standards for performance, reliability, and safety. It's not just about creating a sustainable vehicle. It's about creating a whole luxury experience that's also environmentally responsible.
That's amazing. It really challenges that perception that, you know, Africa is just a consumer of luxury goods. It highlights its role as, well, a hub for creativity and technological advancement, too.
Exactly. And this company's dedication to, you know, ethical sourcing and sustainable manufacturing practices, it adds another layer of, well, responsibility to their mission. They're showing that luxury and environmental consciousness can definitely go hand in hand.
They're setting a new standard, for sure. So, shifting gears a bit here, let's talk about those organizations and platforms that, you know, support the growth of the luxury car market in Africa. We mentioned them earlier, Luxury Media Africa, the Africa Luxury Network, Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and Luxury Exclusives. Can you tell us a little more about what they do and how they contribute to the market's success?
Sure. These platforms are like the glue that holds the luxury car industry together in Africa. They make communication easier, promote brands, connect consumers, and really create a sense of community. Let's start with Luxury Media Africa. They're kind of like the ultimate curators of luxury lifestyle content.
Like a lifestyle magazine, but with a focus on all things luxury.
Exactly. They have a beautiful print magazine, a big online presence, and they even host events, bringing together those key players in the industry. For car brands, you know, it's a way to showcase their latest models, reach that target audience, and tell their brand story in a visually captivating way.
So they're really shaping how luxury is seen in Africa.
They are. And then you have the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries. They're a bit more formal, acting as a kind of governing body for the industry. They promote and certify luxury brands, you know, including car companies.
So it's a way for these brands to, like, prove their credibility.
Yeah, exactly. It's a way to stand out in a crowded market, especially in a market where consumers are becoming more, you know, discerning and wanting that transparency. And lastly, there's luxury exclusives. They focus on connecting consumers with those luxury brands directly.
So they're bridging the gap between the brands and the consumers who want to experience them.
Precisely. They offer a bunch of services like royal exclusives, an e-commerce platform to buy, you know, authenticated luxury goods. And they host experiential events like Wine and Connect.
Oh, tell me about those.
It's a more intimate setting where people can interact with the brands, you know, sip some fine wine while exploring the latest models. It's a great way to build a community around luxury.
It sounds fantastic. So these three platforms, each with their own unique focus, they're all working together to create this thriving luxury car market in Africa.
Exactly. They're all vital in shaping the industry. Luxury Media Africa sets the stage, you know, creating that aspiration and desire. Then you have the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries. They provide that framework for accountability and authenticity. And then Luxury Exclusives, they bring it all together, connecting the brands directly with the consumer.
It's amazing how it all comes together. The brands, the consumers, these platforms, and all the evolving trends that are, you know, shaping the future of luxury driving in Africa. It seems like this industry is, well, ready for continued growth and innovation.
It is. It's a really exciting journey to see unfold. There's this energy, a passion for excellence, and a real appreciation for, you know, African heritage and craftsmanship that you just feel in this market.
Yeah, I can definitely sense that. But before we get too lost in all the excitement, let's take a step back and think of what all this means for the listener.
Great idea. We'll connect the dots, pull out those key takeaways, and leave you with some things to ponder as we wrap up our deep dive into this captivating market.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Africa's luxury car market.
We have.
Bespoke customization, those electric vehicles, the role of, you know, all those supporting platforms. Now let's step back and see what we've learned. What insights can we take away?
You know, if we zoom out a bit, it's clear that the luxury car market in Africa, it's not just about cars, really. It's a reflection of a continent that's transforming, going through these profound changes.
So it's more than just like those status symbols.
Yeah, it's about how Africa is perceived, you know, both within the continent and globally. These brands, they're investing in a region with dynamic economic growth, a growing middle class, and this desire for experiences that, you know, blend global trends with local heritage.
That makes sense. So for our listeners, what are the main takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, first off, the African luxury car market is booming. It's driven by, you know, rising affluence, a thirst for personalization, and this growing awareness of sustainability. So it's an incredibly dynamic market with a ton of potential.
And that's attracting both those big global brands and innovative local startups.
Exactly. We see brands like Rolls-Royce, Tesla, and Mercedes-Benz all kind of redefining what luxury driving means in Africa.
And they're not just like shipping cars over. They're adapting to the, you know, the unique needs and desires of African consumers.
Right, right. And they're embracing both tradition and modernity, blending, you know, that cutting edge technology with African craftsmanship and those cultural influences.
It's really a unique blend. And it creates a lot of opportunities too.
Oh yeah, tons, especially for investors. We've talked about dealerships, EV infrastructure, premium services, but it goes beyond that, right?
For sure. What else is there?
Well, there's all those opportunities within the luxury ecosystem itself, marketing, media, event management, even sustainable manufacturing. There's potential for growth everywhere you look.
So it's more than just like selling cars. It's about investing in a narrative of success, innovation, and a commitment to a sustainable future.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to see how these brands are tapping into a continent that's on the move, embracing change, you know, shaping its own destiny.
For our listeners, this deep dive has been, well, a glimpse into that journey.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that Africa is a continent of immense diversity, dynamism, and full of possibilities. It's a place where tradition and modernity come together, where luxury is being redefined, and where a new future is, well, being written.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay, yeah.
The luxury car market in Africa, it's not just about cars. It's a window into a continent that's evolving, innovating, and driving towards a brighter future.
A future worth watching.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, engaging, and, well, maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep that curiosity fueled.